أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على قال الله الحكيم في محكم كتابه الكريم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. آمنا بالله، صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we are still in the week or in the days of the Mab'ath of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we started on the surah, Surah Al-Jumu'ah. The second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the appointment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one who sent to the, or in the Ummiyin. And this is important to note, inshallah I'll mention the difference between fil ummiyin and ilal ummiyin. He says walladhi ba'atha fil ummiyin, not ilal ummiyin. Fil ummiyin rasulan, and this is one of the miracles in fact of the Holy Quran. Rasulan minhum, to the end of the ayat he mentions the ba'ath. Just a quick recap on the first ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, yusabbihu lillah. It is glorifying continuously. Yusabbihu is a continuous. Continuously it is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that is in the heavens and the earth. Ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. And then some of the attributes, al-Malik, al-Quddus, al-Aziz, al-Hakim. It is very important to note that everything is doing its duty. Everything is glorifying. And the message is for us so that we can, the least we can do is to glorify with them, to be synchronized with the heavens and the earth in glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could go further and be leaders in glorifying, where they follow us. The least is we do it with them. We are one of the glorifying agents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are one of the junooda rabbika, wa ma ya'lamu junooda rabbika illa hu. Only him that knows his agents, his army, servants. If we are synchronized with them, we are one of them. If we become leaders in glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we could have them work for us. And this is what explains the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracles that He gave to the messengers when nature worked for them, wind worked for them, earth worked for them. They went out of their ordinary ways in serving these servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The water worked completely in submission to Nabiullah Musa when it opened for the believers, for him and his followers. And then it came back upon Fir'aun and his army, completely in submission. Tiya taw'an aw karhan, we mentioned. They said, Atayna ta'i'een. We both came all in obedience. Not only the heavens and the earth, but everything within them say, we submit, complete submission. And we serve your servants. If we are with the nature, glorifying or even leading, they become servants. They work for you. And God forbid if you do the opposite, if we're in the opposite direction. Not only they're not with you, they are against you. This is the reality of it. They are against you. They are against us, God forbid, if we are against the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Because of what people earn with their own hands in terms of, God forbid, sinning, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasad shows up. Mischief, evil, bad things, tornadoes, earthquakes, and so many other things that are against the norm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us. But we earn the opposite and the nature goes against us. Everything works against us. We have narrations that say when people, kullama ahdathu, every time they come up with some new ways of sinning, the nature brings about some new diseases to them. A hadith. Clear. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we come up with certain, or certain disobedient people come up with certain new ways of sinning. And I want you to think about it and analyze it and look at what's going on in the world. And you'll find that people are coming up with so many, they're using the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them and the skills and their innovation into sinning. في المعاصي. كلما أحدث الناس في المعاصي, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings upon them new diseases. Nature goes against them. This is how He formed this world. First. Then He says, in order to purify from those things, He sent to you. He sent in the Ummiyin, not to the Ummiyin. This is a miracle, as I mentioned. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ. Normally, it would, if you want to say He sent to the, a simple fi ila. The difference is, they could say, and people who say, you know, some people have gotten to the point where, okay, we accept that he was a prophet, but he was for the Arabs. How could we accept that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he sent him to humanity kafatan, all of humanity. He sent him to all. أَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ كَافَّةً. He was sent for all of humanity. صَلُّوا عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلِي. اللهم صَلَّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلِي. He sent him to everyone. And therefore here, it does not say to the Ummiyin, so that people say, well, he was sent for the Meccans, to the Meccans, to the Ummiyin. It says, fil Ummiyin. He was in the Ummiyin, but sent to all. Rasulan minhum. The key that I want to point to today is the yuzakkihim. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Tazkiyah and ta'lim, to purify them and to teach them, they come hand in hand. In some ayat, in fact, in one ayat, tazkiyah comes first in the order of the ayat. In another ayah, in the order, ta'lim comes first. When Nabiullah Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, he mentioned, or he prays, asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send in them a messenger, the order is different. Teach them and purify them. Here, purify them and teach them the book and the hikmah. The order being one before the other is significant. However, our Mufassireen, they say that when it comes before, it is to signify the fact that purification is more significant than teaching. It is basically the muqaddam. The other one is signifying the fact that teaching is an introductory level to purification. Muqaddimah. One is muqaddam, one is muqaddimah. One is introduction, one has priority. Either way, they come together. Purification in what sense? Not in the physical sense. Because certain things you can purify physically. When something is najis, and it's physical najasa, you wash it with water. If you have something that is impure, najasa, on your hand, you wash it with water. It goes away. Once the ayn najasa is washed and you wash your hand, the najasa is gone. That is the physical najasa. But there's another type of najasa. إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ najasun. That's a najasa. But this najasa is not to be washed with water. There are certain sins that are najis. Riba, usury, gambling, those things are also najis. These actions, these sins make one najis, but not in the physical sense. And here it is not the physical wash up that's going to purify. Neither the ghasl nor the ghusl. Neither washing nor getting into. Unless it is through the Quran, through the messenger. The messenger purifies, the book purifies. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. He purifies them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messenger to purify us from shirk, to purify us from sins. This is the spiritual purification, the real purification. This one, in fact, is way more significant. This came first before the physical purification. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Muslimin, even in the order of Islam and the message, we speak of the Ba'tha, in the order of the message, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Muslimin through Rasulullah, telling them this is najis, wash your hands from it, bawl is najis, dam is najis, blood and the rest of najasat, you know, you. Urine, blood, and all of these najasat. Before he told them this, he told them shirk is najasa. First purify from shirk, then purify your physical body from najasat. The most significant part, in fact, and the real purification is the spiritual purification. Many of us, and this is a reminder for myself and all the mu'mineen, many of us, we pay more attention to the physical najasa. This is najis. That is najis. And we make sure we wash it, and some people become obsessive compulsive, waswas, which is from shaitan. Way too, I'm not saying that we should take it lightly. If it's najis, it's najis. That is one level of najasa which we should pay attention to. But there is another level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Most of them that believe, they have shirk. That is the purification we need to pay attention to. Although we purified from the, perhaps the apparent shirk, the obvious shirk, الشرك الجلي, where we say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, and we testify to the purifier وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله, اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. This is one level, but there is a level that we have to go further and purify from that أكثرهم, to be amongst the قليل من الآخرين. So that we purify from what most people fall into in terms of the hidden shirk here and there, where they ascribe partners for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in actions. One of the scholars was asked, in fact, what is meant by that? He said, you know, the common statement people in Farsi commonly says, they say, first I ask first from God, then you. Says, what is first from God than you? This is shirk. So now, there's a priority, but still partnership. There's a partnership with a priority. So the priority goes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it's no. Even the doctor, you know, so often people in that culture, they say, oh doctor, we want it from God and you. You know, it's all in your, basically in your hands, in God's hands, we acknowledge that, you know, there's faith in that level. But no, that's not how it works. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Shafi. He is the wasila. To think that, to put that, to make that statement, in fact, itself is one level. So he uses that as an example. And so many examples. Thinking that your boss at work is the wali of your ni'mah, that he is your sustainer. Therefore, fear him and not fear God in certain instances. Thinking that money is what makes the world, huh? What do people say? Money makes the world go around, does it? Who makes the world go around? Unfortunately, these are levels that may be hidden here and there, but it may be subtle, but it's a reality. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to purify us from. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. This shirk does not get purified by water. This shirk requires reciting of the Qur'an, applying the Qur'an, looking at the life of Rasulullah, trying to use him as an example, and that makes the favor that I mentioned, that ba'tha in Surah Al-Jum'ah is mentioned in Surah Al-Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ba'tha is the biggest favor upon you. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's a favor when we adhere. It's a favor when we follow them, then we purify ourselves from shirk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify us from all sorts of shirk and help us to purify through the teachings of Rasulullah and the Holy Quran. We ask him to make us amongst those who listen to what's said and follow what's best. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahireen.